Adventures. I'm Libby.
And I'm Katie.
And wow, June has come and we have something special.
That's right. We're entering the end of June.
Yeah.
And as, you know, usual, we thought we'd mix it up.
We love to
keep it crazy around
here.
And we haven't done a movie review-a-thon?
No, we haven't. Is that what it's
called? What do we call it?
Movie-thon.
Movie-thon. No, I don't think so. Movie review-a-thon?
That's too close to the other. Thong.
No, we don't have to say it.
But that's not inappropriate.
So the last one we did was Star Trek.
Yes, it was.
So with the end of June coming, there happens to be a small little franchise movie coming out.
Just a little one.
Teeny one.
Yes?
Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny.
Destiny. I thought it was the Dial of Death.
I'm gonna be honest with you. I don't like the title of this movie, but that's I'll say that for the review.
Very nice.
That's right. We're talking about Indiana Jones.
And before you say, oh my gosh, you guys saw the movie?
No,
it's not. Is it?
It's not out yet.
Yeah, it's not out yet. No. We're not that big.
But we're gonna gear you up for it.
Gear them up.
And I don't think we've ever in the entire podcast,
yes,
of doing it for 5 years,
yeah,
ever talked about
Indiana Jones. No.
I don't even know if we've referenced it.
Mm-mm.
No. But we like Indiana Jones.
We do.
So we thought, time to watch them.
It's time.
Have you watched all of them before?
In the way of AMC was on.
Okay.
AMC, sometimes during, it would be normally through the summertime. And Dad would just have it on while he was doing something.
Mm-hmm.
And it would be Indiana Jones.
Mm-hmm.
And I would be like, oh, wow. But it would normally be The Last Crusade that would be on.
Okay.
Seen that one the most.
Really?
But come in at the most weird times.
Yeah.
You know?
I hate commercials.
One of my favorite memories of seeing it on the TV,
uh-huh,
was The Last Crusade has a scene where they're on a train.
Uh-huh, yeah.
And that's the only moment I've ever come into that movie.
Oh,
I said,
okay.
I've seen it all the way through.
That's right. So we watched all the movies.
Yes,
we've
done
all kinds of facts. We've even got polls and of course we come in with our own opinions.
Well, you know what? I've learned that,
mm-hmm,
you know, if I'm gonna offend anyone,
yeah,
might as well keep on trucking.
That's right.
You know?
We can't think about it now. I gotta think about it later.
Later.
And then come back again.
Offend now, later worry.
And then come back and offend again.
Right.
Yeah.
Because you know,
keep that hole digging.
Yeah. I thrive in the holes.
That's right. So we started off with Indiana Jones.
Yes.
And you put out some polls.
I did.
Tell us about your polls.
You thought that people wouldn't respond
very much. Well, so I didn't know how to take it. Like, I don't feel like Indiana Jones is really strongly your generation's
hero. The polling says otherwise.
Okay.
So I just straight up put out, do you like Indiana Jones?
Okay, yeah.
Because, you know, some people just need to be told, like, straight up, do you?
Yeah, do you like him?
Maybe you don't.
How can you?
Not? Nice.
Right?
He's fine.
He's super fine.
Yeah.
He's Han Solo.
Yeah. So we have yes, I love him versus no, not really.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes, I love him is 77% of you.
Wow.
Really came out. While 23% of you didn't. Now, I just want to say.
Now that we're judging.
The 23 of you that said, no.
I wonder what it is.
You're young.
Is
You're
it?
Too young.
Too young. Okay.
I saw you and
I wonder if it was the hat.
Maybe it's the chest.
The whip. Is it sometimes how the shirt is always ripped?
Yeah, maybe.
His shirt always gets ripped.
Yeah, he needs a good tailor.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Not Taylor Swift.
No.
But Taylor, like, fixed your suits.
I mean, at the time, I'm sure she would have loved to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whoa. What did you just say?
I'm sure at the time she would have.
Yeah. Love her. And then, so there you go. I don't know where you just went right then, but, like.
Don't worry about
it. I see how this episode's gonna go.
Don't worry about it.
So the next one is, which of these Indiana Jones movies is your favorite?
Okay.
We have The Raiders of the Lost Ark, which is, of course, the first movie.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then we have Temple of Doom.
Yeah.
Really offended by this majority.
Mm.
So we have The Raiders of the Lost Ark with 84%.
Okay.
It's because it's the first one.
It's the first one.
Whatever.
Everybody loves
it. Or is it? We better bust that bubble.
Right.
Versus Temple of Doom coming in with 60%.
That's
16, by the way, not 60.
Okay, I thought you said 60.
No, 16.
I'm not surprised by that.
Yeah, and the ones that voted for Temple of Doom,
mm-hmm,
come and talk to me.
Yeah.
Let's get it.
You and Libby.
Let's get it on. Not like that.
No.
You know what I'm talking about?
That wasn't awkward at all.
That was weird.
You and Libby and whoever else voted for it can all start a Temple of Doom.
Doomies?
Love?
We'll call ourselves the Temple of Doomies. Or Temple of Duty.
Dummies? Okay.
Hey.
Sorry.
Then we have which of these last Indiana Jones movies, okay. Because it's not the last. Before somebody in listening's like, well, it's not the last. I know. I just mean, you know, it's like third and fourth. Okay. And then there's a fifth one, but we can't, you know, that's the way polling works.
Yeah, that's the way the poll works.
Just then. They're coming after me, Katie.
Don't come after her.
So we have Last Crusade versus mm-hmm. Kingdom of the Crystal Skull.
Yeah.
Did I say that right?
Yeah.
I am really nervous.
How many times do you think you're Woo-hoo. Going to mess up the titles of Ooh, those last
big
ones?
Time. Butcher time. Like, call me a butcher. I got your meat.
Okay.
So we have The Last Crusade with 75%, while Kingdom of the Crystal Skull comes in with 25%.
Really? Yikes. I'll tell you what really shocks me.
Yeah.
Is it people voted for Crystal Skull more than they voted for Temple of Doom?
What? Really? 25%?
Yeah.
With the Crystal Skull?
I was really surprised.
Really? Like, did you think Crystal Skull was, like, gonna be zero?
Well, we'll get to why I feel like that.
Because it's kind of poopy.
Well, I wouldn't say
it was There is a listener poopy. That voted on it.
Oh, is it?
And she's been listening.
Okay.
Okay? Well, and I just want to say.
Okay.
It's not that we're offending you. But, like, it's a whoopee. Well, and I need her to tell me why she likes it.
Well, I'm going to be very honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
None of these movies, in our opinion, of what I'm looking at, did mm-hmm. very wrong.
Oh, yeah. I agree.
Okay? Mm-hmm. In fact, we're probably going to hit you with a couple of surprises.
Yeah?
So, in 1981, we have Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Mm-hmm.
So, Indiana Jones was created by George Lucas. I think we know who he is.
We know that guy.
He happened to put together a franchise called Star Wars.
Oh, my gosh!
And Steven Spielberg, who are just, like, best pals.
They're besties.
And so Steven Spielberg directed,
mm-hmm.
and George Lucas wrote.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah, the screenplay for this and the characters mm-hmm. and all that. Mm-hmm. So they're best friends, and they got together, and they decided they'd write this. Now, there's some disagreements that go on a little bit throughout.
Right,
like, Indiana Jones, at first George Lucas really wanted Indiana Jones to be like the American James Bond.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and then Steven Spielberg wanted Indiana to be more of a nerd and more of, you know.
Which we live for. Yeah. When he's in his professor outfit, dang. But to be, I scared you, didn't I? I scared myself. I did. There's a girl in the first scene, cracks our mother up. We watch it every time. Mom's like, I love this so much. Because the girl blinks, and when she blinks, you see specifically it says, I love you on her eyelids.
Yeah.
And that cracks our mom up every time.
Every time.
And it's funny because you don't really, you have to be really watching it to realize it. And even Indiana's like, why do you keep blinking?
So this movie pretty much opens with the most probably epic scene possible.
Yes.
I love the way we don't really get to look at Indiana yet.
Mm-mm.
We don't really know what we're doing yet.
Nope.
We've just got these people out on an exposition to get this artifact.
You're right.
And of course we have this person with a hat and we slowly see the reveal of
Harrison Ford. Sorry.
As Indiana Jones.
Yeah. And he's young.
He's very young. Well,
after Star Wars, right?
This is after, I believe, Empire Strikes Back.
Okay.
Before Return of the Jedi.
Okay, wow. Yeah. So he's still really young.
Yeah. So he's, like, at his high
prime of fine.
Harrison Ford is, like, living it big.
Yeah.
Because he was already kind of older when they casted him in Han Solo.
Right.
Almost too old, as
which
they
people
thought.
Have talked about before. It's like, oh, my gosh, he was so old.
Steven Spielberg, big fan of his.
Big fan of his.
Really wanted him in this. So we get this kind of slow reveal, and we have a very young, if you don't know it, Alfred Molina.
Yes!
Doc Ock.
There he is.
Also a lot of other things. Yeah.
But he's like in this movie, and let's just say he does not last long.
He does not last long.
Because he's Gritata.
So we get kind of our makings of what's going on with Indiana.
We get the feel of the land.
You know, he not only is also a venturer, he also is a professor at a school. And so we get to see how he gets pulled into these kind of things.
Right.
I had not seen Raiders of the Lost Ark in such a long time. I did not even remember some
parts. I always
come in
that first moment.
Really? Yeah. Mm. So I forget that he goes and gets Marion.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, the bar scene.
Yeah.
Because she owns a bar.
And she has the coin.
Yes.
Which brings, of course, the Germans in.
Yeah.
The Germans are the bad guys, of course.
They're the germs.
Yeah, the germs
No offense to German listeners.
Yeah.
Just so you know, we're
German. Yeah. So it's okay.
But we're American. We can get German in us.
We can get offensive.
We're germs.
Yeah. But of course, they're after it too. Mm-hmm. And so at this time of how the movie is set, so the movie takes place in 1936, the story was.
I don't think people know that these movies are based in different time periods. Like my generation, I don't think they really know that.
I don't think so either. And sometimes I forget while we're watching it.
Yeah.
Yes, it's a movie from 1981, but it's based in the 30s.
Right.
So this story takes place in 1936. So you have the Germans here at war. And the Germans were known to be looking for certain kind of artifacts.
Right.
Especially biblical ones.
Yeah.
So they're after the known of the Ark of the Covenant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so this is the Ark of the Covenant. This is the, you know, the ark that Moses and all them put the Ten Commandments in.
Right.
And closed it up. Mm-hmm. This is a huge artifact that has never been located.
Nope.
And of course, Indiana thinks he's figured it out.
Yes, he does.
And so, Marion.
Mm. You love her.
I'm going to be real honest with you. Yeah. Unpopular opinion.
Here we go.
Cannot stand her.
Because she's not really. To be honest, though, all of Indiana's chicks are kind of just like you want to bust them in the face.
She is so annoying. I cannot describe.
She's very shrill.
How much she annoys me with how much she yells at him.
Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of people, it's very popular on Instagram. A lot of the girls I follow on...
Want to look like her?
Yeah, or want to say they're like her.
No. Yeah. Let me tell you something. You're never the main character unless you have a guy that looks like the guy in the movie.
Right.
I'm just going to... Unpopular opinion right there. But I'm just saying, okay?
A lot of people obsessed with Marion. And so she's very popular. I mean, she's in more than one of them. That's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And she is pretty much, I would say, Indiana's chick, but... She definitely is just, I don't know, I can't stand her.
We know why he's this
constant.
Yikes.
So, she's got a coin.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's a coin. What do you call that thing?
A coin.
Saucer?
Oh, okay. A saucer.
Yeah, something you put your cup on?
Mm-mm.
Okay. No.
It's big, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is it? And it's got like an orby thing in it.
Mm-hmm.
And you shake that thing and it's supposed to...
I think it's a diamond,
sun,
but I see you're saying orb.
Yeah, the sun's supposed to look through it.
Yep.
I hate you can't see me trying to put
it together. Yeah, I wish they could.
And the sun goes through it, and it's supposed to reveal the spot of where the Ark of the Covenant is. So she won't give it to him,
mm-mm.
And she kind of lies and says that she'll show him where it's at.
Yeah.
She runs her mouth,
mm-hmm.
And he leaves.
Yeah.
And what happens, Libby?
The germs come.
They do. They come in there. And the Nazis
burn it up!
Take her away. Yeah, they tear up this place.
They really do. There's also a guy in there who's wearing prosthetics.
And the...
Fun fact, that prosthetics also has clay mixed into it.
Right. So it'll melt.
Literally.
Yeah. I love the fact that she put it in the worst spot, too.
Yeah.
She's wearing it.
But it's kind of burning her skin.
Yeah. Well, she's wearing it, and she gets kind of cocky, like, I just tricked Indiana.
Yeah.
That's how I felt about it.
Okay.
And then she puts it right on the table.
Right. Right there.
Yeah. And the Nazis come in.
Yeah.
And they're like, no, we're going to take
it. Who's the one, Dior?
Yeah. Oh, maybe not.
Yeah.
So they come in and they want it.
Mm-hmm.
This goes about as well as one would think.
Yeah.
She's about as good at fighting as someone would think of her caliber of bartending.
Yeah. She just takes a lot of bottles and smashes it on their head, and it does not do the job.
Because they're Nazis.
But lucky for her,
they have
Indiana.
Nazi problems.
Yeah, they do. Well,
Nazi
They have
strength.
Nazi idios. Issues? I think I just called them idiots. I did not mean that. I'm so sorry. But it's okay.
It's okay, because they're Nazis.
Yeah. Oh, they're Nazis. You're right. Ah! Yeah. We're not Nazis.
No.
Thank you for farmers.
Thank you for digging that hole.
I dug out of it.
Yeah.
Dug out of it. with that being said.
Yeah.
I love that, don't worry, that Indiana comes right back in.
Yeah, and he saves her.
Yeah.
Kind of, sort of. He kind of gets into his own troubles.
He does.
But that's the thing about Indiana, he does that.
Mm-hmm.
And so he finds her, and they end up getting the saucer thing, because it ended up burning the other dude, the crazy Nazi doctor, hand,
yeah,
with the thin glasses. With the,
yeah, and he's got,
whoop. you know you got a bad guy when they got those thin wire glasses.
You know who he looks like?
Who?
He looks like a human version of that guy.
Of Minkus from Boy Meets World.
No. What if he listened? You just bothered him. No, he looks like a human version of the dude, the inventor from The Nightmare Before Christmas. If anybody knows who I'm talking about.
Yeah, the one with the brain that fell off.
That's brain peel off.
Yeah, he's got the skull.
He's in the wheelchair, right?
And he peels the brain off and you can kind of see
gross.
It.
It's gross.
You know, like thinking. Yeah.
That's what it sounds like.
Yeah, he looks like both of them.
Yeah. Well, I was thinking more of that, but okay. We'll go with yours.
Yeah.
That's fine.
So he, of course, touches the saucer thing.
And it burns his hand. Yeah.
And he runs off and he sticks his hand in the snow and ha ha.
Ha ha. Yeah.
And so Indiana and Marion run off.
Mm-hmm. And into the sunset.
And off to meet Gimli.
Gimli, whom we love.
Jonathan Rhys Davis. Yes. Young. He is the bomb.com. I just like to close my eyes and I just picture Gimli.
We love that.
I love. So he's like kind of his pal.
He Robin kinda, Hood.
Yeah, he kind of gets all the rides and things together for
yes,
him.
Yes, he does.
He helps him out. And so Indiana tells him what he's up to do and what he's looking for. And, of course, he's kind of like his voice of reason. He was like, I hate to break it to you, but these things were hidden for a reason. And they might need to stay hidden.
Yeah, I agree.
But so Jones's factor is, hey, they're looking for it. They're going to find it. We need to
find it first.
And this goes awry fairly quickly.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because there's the head guy that I don't think is German. He's not a Nazi. We call him a Nazi sympathizer.
Ooh.
Is he British?
He was British.
And he's kind of got a thing for Marion.
Yeah, I thought. Ooh, yeah. Gross.
And did she have a thing for him? A
little bit.
Really?
No, yeah, you gotta live, you know?
I don't.
You gotta keep on trucking.
There's not enough danger in the world to have made me have a thing for him.
Right.
And I think this is my problem slightly with Raiders.
Okay.
Don't remember his name.
Ooh, me neither. Mm. Forgot he was in the movie.
Just remember he has like creepy
I
thing.
I only remember the German guy.
Yeah. And it's just like a weird thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I ever think about.
Yeah, I agree.
And so Marion ends up getting kidnapped.
Yeah.
And Jones ends up, shocked. But he doesn't really go after her. No, he doesn't.
He's still won that covenant.
He thinks she might be dead because they did a little basket swap.
Yeah.
And then he runs into a tent and there she is.
Yeah, and not only that, she has a wedding gown on.
Yeah,
because the British dude put a wedding gown
on her.
Yeah.
Okay. And he leaves her there.
Yeah.
Because he thinks he'll be safer. She'll be safer.
It'll be fine.
I also think he just didn't want to listen to her for the next...
Which is fair.
Probably hour of the film.
Also, she gets super drunk also because the dude puts something
in
her drink.
She's like a huge drinker. Like, she can drink
you were about
and
to
stay...
alcoholic.
Well, she
Which
is.
Which it's okay.
And
find
she,
help.
She can hold her liquor.
Yeah, she can't.
Yeah. And then it kind of turns out she can't.
No.
She gets a little too.
Yeah, a little too.
And she tries to make him. But he is not as drunk as her.
He grew up with it.
Yeah.
Remember?
Yeah. And then the guy comes in,
the glasses. The Nightmare Before Christmas.
Christmas guy. Yeah. Don't remember his name either.
No,
just
German
a Nazi.
Guy.
Okay.
It's Nazi.
Yeah,
not
Nazi.
German, just Nazi.
Yeah.
Same thing.
Well, both.
But it's the same thing.
Yeah.
Right.
So he comes in, and we think he's going to do something diabolical.
Diabolical. Yeah.
And he kind of doesn't, but he kind of does all at the same time.
Right.
Because he kind of spares her. And Indiana is trying to find that ark.
He is. He doesn't even care about her.
So he's found a map that's pointing...
Yeah, he doesn't even care.
It's pointing to the spot, because you take the little saucer, and you put the sun through it,
okay. And
it points to a map made out of the sand.
And there it is!
There it was.
Yeah.
That was really great. Mm-hmm. But it was kind of all a waste, because it turns out they were watching the whole time. Yeah. So they throw Indiana and his chick down a thing with snakes. Real snakes, by the way.
Real snakes.
Yeah, real snakes in the movie.
Yeah.
So terrifying.
Yeah.
The whole time, I'm thinking, this is bad.
And Indiana's biggest fear, in case you're wondering, is snakes.
Yep. And so this goes on for a little while, and of course, Indiana Jones finds a way out.
Exactly.
And so they end up following them, and of course, they end up captured again.
Of course.
But does it matter to the bad guys?
That's right.
Because they found the Ark of the Covenant.
That's right.
And then they make the biggest mistake of all.
Mm-hmm.
They open it. And you think, oh, okay.
Oh, it's fine.
This is not good.
Yeah.
If you know your Bible, not supposed to open it. Not even really supposed to look at it. But they do.
But they do.
And it just has a lot of dirt in it. And they kind of laugh about it. Like, ha, they do
laugh.
Ha.
They laugh. And you know what? You're never supposed to laugh.
Yeah. And then it gets really, like, poltergeisty.
Melts their faces off.
Yep.
Wow!
Yeah. And that was the end.
And Indiana
They close their eyes, Indiana and Marion, and they end up living, and boom. Ark of the Covenant ends up being put in a box into the American,
museum?
Treasure?
Yeah.
I don't know. I was looking for a word. Treasure. Clothes.
Treasure hunting. Yeah.
Yeah. So it ends up kind of being a waste. But Indiana Jones is okay with it.
Right.
He kept it in the Nazis' hands.
The Nazis. It doesn't matter. The Nazis did the worst thing. They opened and their face melted off like candles.
Yeah. It was a little poltergeisty for me. Do you ever notice that Indiana Jones is kind of creepy a little bit?
Have I noticed? Well, wait till we get to Temple of Doom.
So here is our thing about Raiders of the Lost Ark. Epicness, A+ for me.
Right, yeah.
Epicness was A+ for you. You can't beat that opening scene.
No, you can't beat it. It's a classic.
You can't beat the market
Every
scene.
Movie tries to copy it.
Yep.
And it never will be able to be as good as that one.
It's got a traitor monkey.
It does.
Yeah, tattles on Marion because she likes the monkey. And then,
that's true.
Yeah.
A little fart.
And he ends up dying by a prune.
But he also saved Indiana.
Yeah.
Because,
that's true.
Sacrificed himself.
Yeah, he didn't mean to, though.
No, he didn't.
He meant for Indiana.
He's a dirty little poop.
Yeah, well, he died.
Yikes.
No animals, I'm sure, were harmed during the making
of this. No.
So the epicness, you gave an A+.
Mm-hmm.
Villain-wise, I gave them an A-. Mm-hmm. You gave it a B+.
Because I forgot.
Ooh.
I only remember the germs. I don't remember the British dude.
Yeah.
You know? That's what kind of got me with
him. He was a jerk.
Yeah.
And I don't know their names either.
No.
And the movie and all, we both gave them A's.
Yeah. Yeah. Because, one, it has the most famous scene in it.
Yeah.
And two, everybody should at least watch it once.
This movie was the only one to get nominated for an Oscar. None of the other
Really?
Ones
wow.
Nope. No other Indiana Jones movie got nominated for an Oscar.
Wow.
They were live snakes used. There was a lot of live animals used in these movies.
That was discussed.
Very little, which CGI was not used a lot.
No.
It wasn't. As far as it is now.
Yeah.
But this one is very popular. A lot of people love this one. It is like the jewel upon.
It is
not my favorite. I enjoy it. But, it has a famous scene in the marketplace.
It's an opener for a very good franchise.
Yes.
Right.
It's got the whip and the dude with the sword. Mm-hmm. And he looks really cool. And then Indiana brings out the gun. And
he's like, bow, bow, bow.
Yeah. That guy.
Oh, wow.
All right. So, in all, we liked it, but it did not rank very high
with
us.
No.
Next is Temple of Doom.
Temple of Doom!
This is a very controversial Indiana Jones movie. And before we get to anything, the Temple of Doom is a prequel. I was...
Oh my word!
Dun, dun, dun. I have never known that.
When did you find that out?
When we watched it this week.
Really?
Never knew that Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom is a prequel. I know. If you're shocked, me too. This movie came out in 1984. They waited a little while.
They did. Well, yeah. I mean, yeah.
They waited a little while.
Well, Star Wars.
Yep. Finished that one up.
Yeah.
But the story takes place in 1935. So if you're listening, the Raiders of the Ark took place in 1936. This one takes place in 1935.
Which is just a year before it.
Yeah.
What?
Okay, and this was
so close?
Because George Lucas did not want to use any more Nazis. He wanted some new bad guys.
He's done with the Nazis.
I don't know why he couldn't just do another set of bad guys.
Yeah.
I don't know what was happening there, but it's a prequel, guys.
Yeah, it is.
It's also called The Forgotten Indiana Jones.
Why?
Because people like to forget it.
Oh, well, that's a little rude.
Yeah, it's a little rude. I know, because it's your favorite.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. So this opens with what I think is a pretty cool scene, which is like a nightclub scene.
Yes.
Yeah, this is in Hong Kong. I think it's really cool.
Mm-hmm.
You got Willie, Kate Capshaw.
Yes.
She is the chick in this.
Yes.
She's also Steven Spielberg's wife.
Wife, which makes it even more controversial.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so she's kind of like a nightclub singer,
mm-hmm.
and she's with the dude that's the head.
Yes.
And so Indiana Jones comes in, and he's wearing the famous white dinner jacket.
With the red tie.
Yeah.
Ah!
This is a very cool scene with, like, a lazy Susan. I used to think that was so cool as a kid.
That is what you thought was cool.
Yeah, I did.
I used to...
Because they keep going back and forth.
They do, and they keep going, why?
Mm-hmm.
My personal favorite about this was I used to play Indiana Jones Legos.
Yeah.
And I had a DS, and let me tell you something. The most proud achievement I've ever had was I was so sick, I was doing it out of both ends. Just so you know.
Oh, well, thank you for
and
that.
And I was told mm-hmm. to stay in sleep. I wasn't supposed to get up because, you know, poopy down.
Yeah.
So I had to
or
lay down.
Throw you up down.
Right, yeah. But both, you know. Bowl there, bowl there, you know. But
no, there was no bowl for the other end.
Oh, no, was there?
There wasn't.
I was wearing diapies. And no, it wasn't little. So take that as you will.
Move along.
So I played the DS Legos game.
Uh-huh.
And I beat it in a week while I was sick. Best achievement of my life.
Okay.
Okay? And I have a lot. And that's pretty high up there.
Yeah.
You know?
Beating the Indian.
Living, I'm dying.
This is the most inappropriate child game possible.
Like, yeah, right?
Like, out of all these movies,
yeah,
there are parts in Temple of Doom that are horrifying.
Yeah. Well, so Temple of Doom, so what this one is a compilation of, the Lego was a compilation of all the movies.
Yeah.
It was during the anniversary time,
mm-hmm.
and I played it, and Temple of Doom's part,
yeah.
I would always go back and restart again so I could beat it over and over again. Because the scene of them in this kind of lounge area,
mm-hmm.
one, it's very Star Wars, by the way.
Yeah.
Whoa, is it?
So there's a lot of Star Wars references.
Very much so.
Somewhere where they come out here is a bar, I think, called Obi-Wan something.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot. They really have to. Was it Steven Spielberg's known for that, if you've ever watched Poltergeist?
Yes.
He's got a lot of the Star Wars stuff in Poltergeist.
Oh, yeah.
The kids sleeping on, like, Star Wars sheets, and there's, mm-hmm. like, a Darth Vader figure thing on the side.
A big life-size version.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. A lot of things Steven Spielberg kind of plugged other things in.
Yeah.
And so a lot of that goes on in this movie.
I love Temple of Doom. I will give what I feel about later. But in Legos, it was my favorite. So I remember a lot about it.
This is a cool car chase scene.
Yes!
This also has, you know, he gets poisoned and he's got the antidote and he's mm-hmm. trying to get it.
Yeah.
And then they end up running off. It's a really cool, great opening scene.
And the little, I think he calls him little guy or little man.
Yeah, his sidekick in this.
Yes.
Is the dude that just won the Oscar.
Yes! He loves Harrison Ford.
Yes.
They love one another.
They're good friends, and I think that's really sweet.
I love it.
I really must say, you would think of Harrison Ford as kind of being a jerk because mm-hmm. he kind of, you know,
well,
seems
he's been,
a little gruff.
Yeah.
But he's actually really not, and I think that's nice.
He's a very sweet man.
Yeah, I think it's really sweet the way he talked about, like, he taught him how to swim on the set of this.
Yes.
I thought that was really sweet when they were, like, in their off time. Mm-hmm. They had, like, a hotel area, and it was just them.
Yeah.
I thought that was sweet. There's a lot of sweet things that are said. This is Steven Spielberg's least favorite film.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, me and him need to have a talk.
Yeah, this is Steven Spielberg's least favorite one he did.
Mm-hmm.
So this kind of all goes a wire, and somehow Willie ends mm-hmm. up with Indiana, and they end up traveling.
Yeah.
And the kid ends up staying with Indiana.
Yeah.
And they end up kind of in this village
mm-hmm.
in India.
Yeah.
And they're kind of told these things that have happened to them,
mm-hmm.
and these stones have been taken. And also, all the village children
are
gone
missing. Yeah.
And so this is all an interesting kind of different telling of what is going to happen here,
mm-hmm.
how it unravels.
Right.
And there's a lot of hijinks, and there's a lot of funny, but it's also kind of a dark movie.
This is a very dark Indiana Jones movie.
I must say, though, I enjoy the factor of, like, the children, like, he's trying to get the children.
Right.
Find out where they're going. Because one of the children appear back in the village, and they're very sick and dehydrated.
Right.
And it's really pitiful because the mom finds him and he kind of dies. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's a lot of death in this movie.
This one is a very dark image of something that, you know, what I think was kind of interesting about this film is when I looked at fun facts, mm-hmm. someone had said on their, like, Indiana Jones secret facts things, mm-hmm. was that it's kind of based in a time, too, there were a lot of missing children in the 80s.
Yeah.
And I think what I found interesting was this movie was based on events happening in the 80s of children being kidnapped, and yes, they were also, you know, there were murders and things like that happening.
Yeah.
A lot of children were getting kidnapped during that time.
Yeah, and it kind of, like,
correlates into that, but it's not in the 80s, it's in the 30s.
Yes.
Which it happened even then, but this is like a curse.
So it kind of plays off like a curse thing on these villages, and so they kind of ask for his help, and, you know, he's kind of looking for these stones thing. Now, the whole thing of the stones, I think, is a little much. Like, you got the children, you got the meaning with stones.
Right.
And so Indiana, of course, is looking for, like, an artifact. Mm-hmm. And so this is kind of, like, his time to be like, yeah, I'll look for the kids, but I'm going to look for these stones, too. Because I might want to take these back.
Yeah.
Because everything belongs in a museum for him.
For him, it's always in a museum.
So he goes off and he finds this, like, area.
Whoa, that's also being almost like a sanctuary.
Yes, for, like, the Sultan.
Mm-hmm.
And so the British are also there. They're checking in on things, mm-hmm. you know, whatever.
Whatever.
And they're doing such a great job at it. As I roll my eyes.
Don't offend the British listeners.
I don't want to offend the British. Now, the guy who's playing the British ambassador.
Yeah.
He is from The Shining.
Is he really? He's
the bartender.
Oh, yeah, fun fact.
For Jack.
Fun fact. Oh, yikes.
How about that?
Still in the picture.
All work and no play makes Jack a dull boy.
He's still in the picture.
Yeah.
Still in the picture.
And everything seems to be go kind of creepy.
Yeah. Well, the sister goes down a really dark path.
But Willie's really digging it because she's back in her swanky clothes.
Yes.
And she thinks she's going to make this Sultan fall in love with her.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a joke.
And because he's a...
He's a child.
He's a wee little boy.
Yeah.
And he's an obnoxious little boy.
Yeah, he's like 10 years old.
Yeah.
And that goes about as well as possible.
Yeah.
And she kind of deserves it.
Yeah.
So she did not like her character, Willing.
Really?
Yeah, she thought all she did was walk around and scream. I actually liked her, if I'm being honest, more than Marion. I know.
Thank you! Thank you!
She's still annoying.
Yes. She's still annoying.
She's still annoying.
But still! I liked her more.
But she, you know, and then the interesting menu takes place.
Mm.
Don't you love that?
Yeah, we do. We
Which
love
one
that.
Grossed you out more?
The menu?
Yeah.
I would say probably the, what was it they had? It was the snake boiled.
Yeah, and they it ate was like a python.
Yeah.
They cut the snake open and all these babies come out.
And they ate them.
And they ate them.
Yeah.
So, our mom and dad's favorite is the fried monkey brains.
Yeah.
Which was made out of a custard.
Really?
Yeah, and it molded and put on in the like cups of the skull, the monkey skulls.
That's disgusting.
Yeah.
Did they eat
make
that
for them? I don't know.
Because it was molded.
It was just custard. It was like a strawberry.
That's fine.
Blend of it. Yummy.
Yeah. Yummy time.
The whole thing is gross.
Yeah.
There's also like those beetle things.
That was gross. As gross to me as the python.
Yeah, the python.
Yeah, the python.
Yeah, I think that was it. I think I would go with that one, too. Even the fried monkey brains, I thought, looked pretty much better. Are they iced monkey brains?
Yeah, were they iced?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
It's still gross.
Gross. But the python, like, up in, like, it was like in a sculpture thing.
Sculpture. Yeah.
And then cut open, and all the baby pythons came out.
And they ate them, and they were in a juicy thing.
Okay.
No, ma'am. No, ma'am. I just made myself heave. Yeah.
And so, of course, she is grossed out by it, which, I mean, I can't blame
her. Well, I mean, granted.
Aren't we all? But she said it's the kid. The kid's okay.
Yeah,
He's funny.
Because he's so funny.
Because you need some comic relief because this movie gets heavy.
Dark and heavy!
Of course, there's a little thing back and forth of Willie and Indiana.
Yeah.
Is that cringy to you?
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Here's the thing. Here's the thing. I'm just going to go ahead and say this.
Okay.
Because I know I've said it before.
Uh-huh.
In older movies.
Yeah.
Okay. Here with me. Sometimes it looks like when they're kissing someone, it looks like they're eating their face off.
It's very aggressive.
And Harrison Ford.
Yeah, okay, it's aggressive.
No matter what movie's
in.
No matter what movie he's in.
Uh-huh.
Okay, he tends to kiss his lover, his interest, his lady, like he's eating her face off. And I don't mean like...
He doesn't kiss Princess Leia that way.
He holds her and... They can't see me. But like he puts his mouth on her and just holds her there. You know, like that's not kissing. Okay. I want somebody to tell me that I'm right. And if I know it because I've watched a lot of Harrison Ford's movies.
Okay.
And I see him, I'm like, bro, what are you doing? That's not kissing, that's called sucking.
Oh, okay.
Like you're sucking their face off.
Okay.
I'm so it makes me want
to eat. I'm glad you took that time to go.
So don't sit there thinking, oh my gosh, Libby, they're like French kissing. No, no, no. You don't seem to understand. It is like eating their face off. Like, kiss me, baby.
Is it?
You know? You see what I mean? Do you think I'm wrong?
No. This takes place for, like, back and forth between him and Willie.
Yeah, they don't, like, make out or anything.
And then they decide they're going to separate. Oh, Lord have mercy. And then it turns out they're being watched.
Yes.
By the creepy guy that comes up behind Indiana.
Yeah, who looks like the mural, but it's not. It's the real guy!
That scared me as a kid.
Fun fact, Katie. What's the fun fact about the fighting scene?
He actually tore a disc in his back.
Dang!
So at the end, when he's standing real stiff-like.
Yeah.
Because he's in a lot of pain.
Really?
Yeah.
Good on him.
That's right. Harrison Ford actually got a lot of injuries on the set.
Did he really? Oh, wow.
And especially in this one. This one had a lot of issues.
Yeah.
Kate Capshaw ended up getting, like, a bruised eye in one of these scenes.
Yikes.
So, Indiana realizes, this is bad.
Yeah.
So, he goes over and he finds a secret passageway.
Yeah.
Yeah, in a statue thing that gets real creepy real quick.
Did you feel weird about that?
Yeah.
Oh, I kind of ignored it.
Everything makes me uncomfortable.
It's because it's a lady. Yeah. It's weird. Yikers! It's just a statue!
And the door opens and takes
a mermaid lady.
Oh, okay.
Right?
Yeah. And so it takes him down this passageway.
Yes.
And it gets bad real quick. So there were real bugs used in this.
Oh, I don't like that.
Over 2,000 bugs were used in this.
Oh.
Yeah. So she really has them crawling through her hair.
Oh, no.
So it really scarred her afterwards.
Really?
Yeah. It was awful.
Wow. What happened?
Scarring. This movie I got was a real scar session.
Wow.
And so, of course, they get down there and they realize, wait a second, this is a cult.
Cult. Oh, my Lord. Cults?
Yeah.
I was just listening to a cult podcast about that.
And we were just talking about cults today.
Oh!
Yikes.
What is it with cults?
Yeah, and they've stolen the children.
Oh, yeah.
And they're making people drink blood.
Oh.
Yeah.
Ew. Blood poisoning.
Yikes.
Never drink another person's blood.
Thank you for that.
Not from personal experience, just saying.
Yeah. So let's not live the vampire lifestyle because it's not good.
Because you're going to get blood poisoning.
Okay. Yeah, that's it. That's the reason why not.
I love to throw that out.
Thank you.
Blood poisoning.
Don't do it, kids.
Mm-mm.
So we're like, oh, this is back. Gotta go. Gotta get these kids out of here, but kind of gotta go.
There's so many of them, too.
Yeah. And then it turns out there's a creepy guy that likes to put people in the fire.
Yeah.
Pit. Oh,
it was not a fire. It's lava.
Lava.
Yeah.
So this goes on, and of course, they get captured.
Yes.
And then they get Indiana.
And they try to make him drink the blood.
And he acts really weird and is awful and mean to the kid.
Yeah.
And to Willie.
Yeah.
For the longest time, I thought the kid's name was Willie.
Also, Willie.
It's not.
Nope.
That's her name.
They actually call him Little Man, but that's fine.
Yeah.
I just want to say that in this scene when he's being really mean to Indiana, she spits on him.
Yeah.
That is so gross. Was that real? That was real.
I'm not sure.
That seemed a little bit like a loogie we've been saving.
She did everything possible to get him out of that trance.
Yeah, she did.
Yeah, and it isn't until the kid puts the fire in him.
Yeah.
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 That wakes him up.
Why did you say that?
With fire on him? I don't know. And then the Sultan kid's got a voodoo doll. Of Indiana.
Yeah,
Jones.
And he tries to bend his back.
Yikes.
He's a little fart. Stuff.
That is a really intense scene.
Yeah.
Makes me very uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, they get out of this situation.
Mm-hmm.
Once Indiana Jones wakes up from his fog.
Yeah.
They get all the kids. They break them all out. And they take them back to the village. Now, I love that part.
Right? I love it.
I love the reward of the children going back. Mm-hmm. There's also a cool bridge scene over alligators.
Oh, yeah.
Where the head priest cult guy
gets eaten by an alligator.
Loved it. I did love those parts in it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Indiana Jones puts back the stones back to the...
To the village.
Village.
Mm-hmm.
And all the children return. And that is a very sweet scene.
It's a beautiful scene.
This movie, got actually really high marks from us.
Yes, it did.
It got an A from me for epicness and A plus for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I thought this was a good epic moment.
Yeah.
But they're so dark at times.
Yeah.
Feels like a different franchise.
What? Come on!
Slightly too dark, but you gave an A plus.
I did.
Villains, I gave an A plus, you gave an A plus.
Yes!
The villains are scary
and unforgettable.
Yeah. Yeah, and the cult leaders and stuff like that.
Whoa!
Their names are not as necessary because they're part of a cult.
Yeah.
And then the movie in general, I give it an A- because it's just so dark.
Yeah, but I give it
You give it an A+. Yeah. It's such a dark movie.
It's a really dark movie, but I think what I like about it is it is such a good baseline for a movie. Like, it's pretty straightforward. You're with three characters. You're with three different characters. You're with a cult that is bad, and not only that, they're enslaving children. And it is just, oh my gosh, the way the film is, and the fact it involves children is just even more of an emotional grab. I love it.
This name of this movie, The Temple of Doom, it was also changed several times.
Really?
Also, it just squeaked in to get a PG-13.
Yeah, whoa. Well, yeah. I could see why.
That rating system did not really exist till Gremlins.
Wow.
And so it and Gremlins are some of the first ones to receive a PG-13.
Wow. Yeah. Which, I mean, to be honest, I can see that.
Yeah.
And it's a pretty dark movie.
So that was 1984 with Temple of Doom. Mm-hmm. We wait quite a while before The Last Crusade.
Yeah, we do.
Till 1989, to be exact.
Wow!
But the story itself takes place in 1938. Wow. And the Nazis are back again.
They're back,
They're back, and they're meaner than ever. So this is an interesting, like, this is told very different than the others.
It is.
The beginning of it is different because we go back when Indy was a kid.
Yeah.
Played by River Phoenix.
Ooh. Yeah. R.I.P.
R.I.P. He had been in a movie with Harrison Ford previously, so Harrison Ford got him in this one.
Yeah. Man, to know. To know somebody to know somebody to know somebody.
And so he plays the young Indiana Jones.
Yep.
This is a cute scene, kind of gives us a whole placement of
it. It gives you why Indiana Jones is Indiana Jones.
The hats, the snakes, the whip. Mm-hmm. It's a really cute placement. Now, this time, it's not as slow to reveal Indiana. It's slower to reveal who is Indiana Jones' father.
Yeah, it is.
Yes. Who is played by Sean Connery.
Sean Connery.
Love him.
We love that guy.
Absolutely. My favorite, James Bond. Yes, and that's why he's cast as this.
Yes.
Because of James Bond. Because George Lucas really wanted a James Bond-esque.
Whoa.
Did you sneeze on the podcast?
I did.
Have you ever sneezed on the podcast before?
I've burped on the podcast.
Okay. Well, thank you for that.
Sorry. What did I hurt my nose?
Sorry.
It burned it. Go ahead.
So it's slower to reveal that, and it's really cool.
It is.
Henry Jones Sr. is my favorite character in Indiana Jones.
Really?
Yeah, I know.
Bold statement. Over Gimli?
Yes. Second is Gimli.
Wow.
Jonathan Rhys Davis is Gimli. Souls. I think is his name. This is my favorite character.
I get that.
Yeah. I love this movie so much. Mm-hmm. So it reveals, of course, that this is how Indiana Jones reveals everything. Right? And it's a cool beginning, and then it kind of goes back and forward again with Harrison Ford. Mm-hmm. Now, this story takes place in 1938.
Mm-hmm. We wait a while.
The uniforms in this are actually Nazi uniforms.
Really?
They're actually uniforms used because in this one, he meets some Hitler.
Yes, he does.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I think this is a really cool one.
Yeah.
So in this one, they're after the cup of Christ.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Biblical.
Yeah, we're going back to how the other one was done.
Yes.
They're after the cup that Jesus drank at the Last Supper.
Yes.
Artifacts, again, not meant to be found.
Nope.
So it starts off, this time the chick is a blonde.
Yep.
Elsa.
And she's a
Australian.
Yeah.
Austria.
Oh,
sorry.
Is she?
Yeah. Well, she's a Nazi.
Yeah.
And she dupes not only Indiana Jones, but also the dad.
Right? And how does that make you feel?
It makes me feel like I want to slap both of them.
Well, to be honest,
they're not thinking right.
She's, her accent. Can we just talk about her accent?
What about her? What about when she smiles?
It's a little creepy.
So of course, Indiana Jones' dad ends up being kidnapped.
Mm-hmm.
We're not
revealed. Wow, how did that happen?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're looking for his diary.
Yeah, because it has
Henry Jones has been trying to figure out where it is his whole life. And so they think that he knows where it's at. Mm-hmm. So Jones, well, it turns out, the father mailed the book to Indiana. So he knows where it's at.
Yeah.
So they go down this church. They dig away.
With his friend who's kind of like his Alfred.
Yeah. I like him. But yeah. He's a little dingy. Just a little bit. So it was Elsa jumping down and smiling maliciously when she landed.
Really?
She's the bad guy. Yeah. I think it's also the frosted blonde hair for me.
Wow.
Yeah.
Calling out looks. Not judging
frosted blonde hair.
Right. Also, it might, for me personally.
There's the red lipstick and the teeth.
Oh, wow. Really?
They kind of look like fangs.
Oh, wow. Yeah. You're really digging in the dagger.
I'm sorry, Elsa.
I was going to say more of it was the heels jumping down on a skull.
Oh, yeah. And then she smiled about it.
Yeah. Because she thought that's Indiana Jones' skull.
So they all end up going to go save Henry.
Right.
We think. Mm-hmm. Because he's being held by the Nazis.
But it turns out
she's betrayed and tried to capture both of them.
Yeah. And he was both... like, I thought you would be my lover.
And the dad's like, no, she's a Nazi.
Didn't you know that? Well, you know what? Really? Hypocrite.
Well, true.
Hypocrite.
This all takes place, and I love every part of
this
movie.
It's really good.
Once Sean Connery hints, he is hilarious.
He's very dry humored. He's a very Christian based kind of humor.
One of my favorite things is when Indiana Jones uses the word Jesus Christ, and he slaps him,
and he says blasphemer.
It is so funny to watch Indiana Jones kind of put in his place by his dad, who he keeps calling Junior.
Yes. And his dad looks at Gimli, right?
Yeah. What's with the name Junior, he says. And he says, because that's his name.
Yeah.
Indiana was the dog's name.
I had good memories with that dog. Yeah. So we learn Indiana's name is not Indiana Jones.
Not at all.
It is Henry Jones Jr.
Yes. The whole time.
That's his name.
And it takes place, and I love the tank scene.
Yeah, the tank scene is a big deal.
Mm-hmm. And it's very cool the way Indiana Jones tries to get him
this
out of
that. This one, they use a little bit of green screen.
There's a slight computer work.
Just a tiny bit.
Very, very lightly.
But it's there, and you're kind of like, that's cool.
And it takes place really well, I thought.
Fun fact, Sean Connery, mm-hmm. I looked this up. I don't know about you. Sean Connery got food poisoning. During this time.
Yes.
Not Sean Connery. Sorry. The whole cast got
food poisoning, but Steven Spielberg.
Yeah, how'd you know?
Yeah, I did know that
one. And Sean Connery didn't get it either.
Oh, I didn't know he did.
He had his own food with him, too. Yeah.
Steven Spielberg didn't like the food over there, so he just had Chef Boyardee the whole time.
Yeah, I know.
Like SpaghettiOs and stuff?
Yeah.
I didn't know Sean Connery didn't get it either, but everybody else did.
You're welcome. Jeez. Yeah, I know. Because apparently, I think what had happened was they both brought their own food, but that day, Sean Connery didn't bring his own. He brought his own food.
Yikes.
But he didn't always do that. Ugh. Who knew?
Yeesh.
I think I scared you right there.
A little bit.
Okay.
But that's okay.
You're welcome.
Because it gets scarier.
Yeah, it does.
They end up going through like these trial things, and they use Indiana Jones, of course, as the mule.
Right.
Because he knows how to get through them. And they end up finding this place full of cups.
Yeah.
With this really old knight guy that our dad loves.
Yeah, yeah.
He loves to... Do the lines.
Yeah, he does.
Because the first dude picks a cup that has a bunch of jewels on it.
Right.
That's not the cup of a car.
Correct. No.
So they finally pick the right cup Indiana Jones says, which is just a plain wooden cup.
Yeah.
And he ends up giving it to his father, who was shot.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, the cave is... You're not supposed to take the cup out.
No.
So you're supposed to leave it.
You're supposed to leave it.
Or the cave comes crumbling down. Well, Elsa, of course, doesn't listen.
Yeah, she doesn't.
So she just about kills everybody.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Let it go, Elsa.
Yeah. Well, Elsa did let it go, and she died.
Died, yeah.
And so that all takes place, and Indiana Jones and the father and everybody else ends up getting away.
That's right.
I love this movie so much.
This movie's really good. It has a lot of action, has a lot of scenes, a lot of famous lines.
Mm-hmm.
It's really good.
This movie was my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
I gave the epic scenes an A+.
Yes.
I love the tank scene. I love the scene where they're trying to get to the cup.
I agree.
I love the scenes between him and his dad
on the
motorcycle.
Mm-hmm.
I love all those scenes.
Yeah.
You gave it an A+ too.
I did.
Mm-hmm. Villain-wise, I gave it an A+.
Yeah.
You gave it an A.
I forgot who the villain was for a second.
What's
there.
The blonde girl?
I know it's a blonde girl, but I forgot.
Gotta remember.
Because there's also an American dude, a British dude in this too.
Yeah, well, of course.
Kind of forgot about him too.
Eesh.
But that's fine.
And let's see. In the movie in general?
Yeah.
You gave this movie an A-.
I did. There were slow moments.
We can't be friends.
I'm sorry.
I give this movie an A+.
I'm with you right there.
What's wrong with you?
Come on.
And you know, I absolutely love this movie. Mm-hmm. This one is my most favorite. Oh. This movie, Sean Connery was the first one picked. Mm-hmm. They also had Gregory Peck as their backup and Christopher Plummer as the father.
Yeah.
Wow. A lot of thought, but they really wanted Sean Connery.
For the James Bond aspect.
I love this one.
Yeah.
Watch this one over and over again. Don't care.
It's very good. It has a lot of famous scenes in it.
Yeah, I just got the pop of
Connery. That's true,
I love it. So that was 1989, so we waited a really long time. Till 2008.
Wow.
For Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Okay, I'm gonna be honest with
you. This is a controversial movie.
This one involves aliens. I hate aliens! I hate it!
It is, because one, it did come out during a time where Hollywood was obsessed with coming out movies that involved aliens.
I hate this movie with the alien stuff in it.
Yeah, it's a lot, and it doesn't somewhat make sense at certain points.
This one also introduces Mud Williams, is that right? Mm-hmm. Your guy's name? Mutt Williams, there you go. This also has a very, very long intro.
Does. Yeah. And that bothers you.
A really long time to get to Indiana Jones mm-hmm. and his pal pulled out of a trunk thanks to the Russians who are the bad guys in this
Russians!
One. This movie takes place in 1957. It's got the nuclear blast.
Yes!
It's got all the, you know, thinking the Russians are going to destroy us. Yeah, it's got all that. Cate Blanchett is the bad guy.
Yeah, we love that. Galandria.
Galandria coming in strong as a villain.
2003, she was Galandria. Yeah. Comes back, she's a villain.
Yeah.
With a black bob.
Yes. So she wore a wig.
Really?
And Harrison Ford had never seen her without the wig on and started seeing this blonde woman walk around wanting to know who that was. He asked one of the people, hey, who's that woman?
Yeah.
They're like, that's Cate Blanchett. Oh
my gosh.
Yeah, I think he thought she really dyed her hair, but she did not.
It did look like her hair. It was a really great wig.
She's a great villain in this.
Yes, she is.
And she's introduced immediately. Mm-hmm. And of course, they go to Area 51, where all the artifacts are kept. We see the Ark of the Covenant.
Yeah, we get these nice little, if you watch, you know.
Hey, we've waited a really long time. Don't forget about these.
Don't do this. You remember that?
Yeah. So he pops out of the trunk and, you know, okay.
There he is!
And then he runs into, like, one of those test towns.
I love.
Well, people don't. They really hate the scene where he gets into the fridge and somehow survives the nuclear blast.
They don't love that.
Nope, don't love it. People really hate it. In fact, there's a lot of scenes in this movie not really believable.
Do tell.
The part where Shia LaBeouf gets hung by the vines in one of those scenes, not believable at all. Yeah. There's a lot of things in this movie that I'm like, we're stretching it a lot.
Well, I mean,
this movie was not meant to have a lot of CGI in it. Ended up having about 65.
What?
Yeah, supposed to be just like the other ones.
Oh, they're wrong.
Yeah, Steven Spielberg ended up needing a lot. 65% of this movie,
CGI'd. Yeah. What is wrong with him?
Don't know. Don't know what happened there.
Yeah.
But so that takes place, and then he ends up getting fired.
Right.
As his professor job.
That really broke my heart.
Yeah, that was rough. And then he ends up getting, like, called by Mutt, played by Shia LaBeouf.
Yeah.
Cannot stand Shia LaBeouf in movies at this time.
Really?
Let me tell you the biggest mistake we made in the 2000
casting
area. In everything. Transformers, Disturbia, Eagle Eye. Can you name something that we need to put him in? Why did we need to put him in Indiana Jones?
I don't know. Why was he the flavor?
They also bring back Marion, who just happens to be his mother.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Which leaves the only question is,
who's
your daddy?
Yeah.
Well, which is Indiana Jones.
Indiana Jones' friend ends up to betray him, and he ends up working with the Russians.
Right.
Cate Blanchett, which, I mean, she's scary. She also learned fencing for this movie.
Did she really? Mm-hmm. Well, she did a fantastic job.
Yeah. This movie starts with an artifact real early, too. The skull.
The crystal skull.
They end up fighting.
The name of the movie.
Yeah. This movie also had several name changes.
Really? What were they originally going to name it?
I don't know. The Golden City, because it ends up by the Mayan temples.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, the City of Gold.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They didn't name it any of those things.
Okay.
They named it the crystal skull, because that's
what they... The kingdom of the crystal
skull. Is it a crystal, though?
Yeah, right?
I guess. But they end up carrying it around, and it has John Williams in it, mm-hmm. and he's crazy.
Yep, he's...
Until they get closer to where the alien ship is, which is underneath the temple.
Right.
Yeah.
Because that makes sense.
Yeah.
And then there were other also crystal skulls.
Yeah.
I just want to say. But they don't matter as much.
The main one was missing.
Right.
This goes back and forth for a really long time between Indiana Jones, Marion, and then Cate Blanchett and her Russian goons.
Yes.
Yeah, for a really long time. Now, the ants used, some of them were real, some of them weren't.
Really?
Yeah.
I could see
they
that.
They were horrifying.
Mm-hmm. They were
they
very
They kind of gave me the heebie-jeebies.
Especially during this time, when it rains outside, you get a lot of ants. And it really made me uncomfortable.
Yeah. I think that scene could have been done slightly better, but it's a horrifying scene.
It's a horrifying scene. I think that what this one lacked was, one, it could have done so much more.
It's the aliens. You put aliens in, and it's over with.
I think what kind of stinks is, you know, if you watch each one, they're usually an artifact or something like that, whereas this one is more of sci-fi, almost like wanting to put Indiana Jones in a sci-fi category, when he's not. He's not. He's more of a historical adventure kind of genre.
And I guess it tried to marry that with the aliens.
Well, because during the 2000s, it was a very big thing to do something with sci-fi, you know?
The epicness in this, we both still gave it an A. You gave it an A minus.
Mm-hmm.
I gave it an A because it still has some cool parts. I like
some cool moments.
The part in the Area 51 where they're shooting up the stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Villain-wise, I gave it an A.
Mm-hmm.
And you gave it an A+. I still can't remember Cate Blanchett's character's name.
I just really liked her.
Well, she's mean.
I'm
and she
sorry.
Does all that fencing thing.
Yes.
Also, not believable when they're on the vans and all that.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't like that.
Not believable to you, eh?
No, that's fine. Mm-hmm. You gave this movie an A-, and I gave it an A-.
Yeah. I think that if you know, and there were 25% of you really liked this movie, and I think that's great. I think that,
I think
you know,
it's much worse, though, than Temple of Doom. If I'm being honest. Sorry.
What?
I think this
you
one
think
is the
one's worst.
Worse.
Yeah. Thank you!
Yeah.
I guess
this should be the forgotten one.
Right? So my thing about the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull is more of, it wanted to be sci-fi so bad, and it was put in a generation, because in the 2000s, it was a big deal, like, oh, you know, we need space, we need more aliens, we need more this, they're real, we've seen them, we've been probed. It was a whole thing.
Okay.
Yeah. During that time, and I think what the best solution should have been by
Steven Spielberg and George Lucas.
Yes, is to be like, you know,
they directed and wrote this one.
Looking back on the three movies you've already created.
Yeah.
You've created movies with historical
50 million Egyptian things you could have done.
Still
mummy, a lot of Bible artifacts. The mummy.
The mummy could have done a mummy army, but would have been too much like the mummy.
Yeah.
So can't do that.
Well, I mean, like, and there's a lot of lines in this one that kind of mocks back to some Star Wars.
Always does, because he looks at him and says, I have a bad feeling about this.
Yeah, well, that's true. That was a bad feeling about that
one. Yeah, it was bad.
Because Cate Blanchett ended up being charred.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
kind of
glad, though. Was she probed?
Maybe. She saw the light, but it was not a good one.
Wasn't the Lord. And I just think that that's what this movie fails. And if it is your favorite, I get it. I mean, there are some epic scenes in this. And to me, I do love Indiana Jones wanting to be a father. I do love that.
I do love that aspect of this movie. Mm-hmm. Shia LaBeouf would not return because he was fired.
Uh-oh.
So don't expect to see him back in
he
Dial of Destiny.
He was terminated.
Yes. And that rounds out our reviews of Indiana Jones.
Yeah.
Temple of Doom and The Last Crusade ended up being tied.
Wow. So I think that's about the same for... People's Choice was Raiders of the Ark, and with that, it also came in with The Last Crusade.
Yeah. And those are pretty much the highest ranked ones on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah. So the people... You guys are good! Good on you. Temple of Doom should be given a shot, okay?
Okay.
Just saying.
That's okay.
You need to stop it with the Kingdom of the Crystal, okay?
Stop those skulls.
Get in with
them. Stop with the aliens.
Yeah! God!
But you know what? Don't stop listening to this podcast.
No, and actually, you should share it on all social media platforms and tag us in it.
That's right, and if you're on Instagram, you should be following...
at Farnung Metz.
And at Libby Farnung for polls and photos and links to go to the podcast.
That's right. Hey, and you could have a choice on what we talk about on the podcast.
And if you're on Facebook, you should be in the Ranting Scissors Facebook group.
That's right. Polls, memes, what we're going to talk about next. And you can post on our Facebook group and let us know what you thought of our recent episode.
That's right. Tell us which Indiana Jones movie you love.
That's right.
Who's your favorite character in Indiana Jones?
Is it Indiana?
Maybe.
Maybe.
We won't judge. Mm-mm. Maybe if it's Elsa.
Okay. Ooh, yeah, we're definitely a Joe's in there.
That's right, guys. So enjoy. Find those artifacts.
That's right.
If you find a crystal skull, then leave it where it is.
Don't go to the aliens.
Yeah, don't join a cult.
And don't get probed.
Ooh. Bye!